Within country music circles, one of the most debated topics is the rise of so-called bro country, a brand of macho good time music that's dominated the country music charts over the past year. Rock critic Ken Tucker has some thoughts on the trend as he reviews new albums by Jason Eady and John Pardee.
Girl, I'm gonna warn you, I'm leaving California. First thing in the morning, me and the band are loading up the van. We gotta go, we got another show. We're headed out to Reno, Jackson Hole. After that, I don't really know. But if you're looking for a good time, we can make us a memory of Bakersfield tonight. And then I'll write you a song you might.
If you listen to country music radio at all, you're aware of a dominant subgenre of song. Tunes about getting in a pickup truck with a case of beer, asking a pretty gal in shorts and flip-flops to come along and party hardy with you. This formula has yielded big hits and even awards for young male acts such as Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and the duo Florida Georgia Line. The music critic Jody Rosen popularized a phrase for this genre, bro country. Bro as in brothers, as in male bonding. One of the better, less tedious and repetitive examples of bro country can be found on John Pardee's new album, Write You a Song.
Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop. Get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler and a truck bed. Couple towels when we get wet. Cause you know we're gonna jump in. It takes a little midnight swim. So baby, let's go take a dirt road. Kick it back, find a good song on the radio. Till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree. And it won't be anyone watching. No.
On the second verse of Up All Night, John Pardee hits all the bro country bullet points. 12 packs of beer, flip-flops, implied skinny dipping with a babe. But where other bro acts tend to polish their cliches to a glossy pop sheen, Pardee maintains a certain roughness and a clear fondness for more hardcore honky-tonk music. Take, for example, this fine nouveau drinking song, What I Can't Put Down.
I knew the first time should have been the last time I ever let the whiskey touch my lips. Cause the devil wears black and he goes by Jack, and he's really good at helping me forget. I thought it was cool when I was a kid, walking around with the cigarette lid. On that old dirt road I let my first smoke, and I knew right then it wouldn't let me. It's all or nothing, so keep it coming. Let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah. It seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. Yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down.
Pardee, with his amiably raspy voice and clever way with wordplay, is doing a good job of straddling two markets. What the large mainstream country demo wants, which is pop country rock as party anthems, and the smaller segment of the market that prizes its own concept of authenticity, the lineage that carries back to George Jones and Merle Haggard, even unto Hank Williams. One of the more determined of the younger traditionalists is Jason Eady, whose new album, Daylight and Dark, is filled with twangy stories of drinking all by one's lonesome. No parties or flip-flops for this guy.
It's been a long day driving, and I'm here in Oklahoma City. I've been drinking at this bar for an hour now. Feeling all filled up, that's the only thing I'm feeling. That I remember where I am, I see the problem now. It's whiskey or nothing up in Oklahoma. The beer up here, it just won't do, do. Line them up, bartender, it don't have to be your finest. Okay, whiskey treats me better than that old 3-2.
Well,
Jason Eadie had a cult hit with a song called AM Country Heaven, which sprayed a lot of buckshot at bro country music. In the press release that accompanies his new album, Eadie says, "I've never been interested in the mainstream, and I've never had any particular interest in hits at the expense of quality. I think this is an example of protesting too much. Surely singers Eadie admires, such as George Jones, were interested in both quality and hits. And sure, in a better world, this adroitly phrased song called One Too Many would be a radio staple for Jason Eadie."
I always seem to start off with the best of intentions. I just need a little something to unwind. And one becomes tomorrow, so much for good intentions. I'm just looking for some comfort. And I find that I have one too many.
Ultimately, both John Pardee and Jason Eadie have to confront the dilemma of all young country musicians: how to navigate the pop current that keeps country music commercially viable while connecting to a past that fewer and fewer listeners are aware of. It's not a matter of being either a sellout or authentic. It's a matter of making music that enough people want to hear to sustain a career.
Ken Tucker reviewed new albums by Jason Eadie and John Pardee.